Good morning, beloved, and once again, thank you for inviting me into your home for this Tuesday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we're taking a little change here, slipping back into the Old Testament, where we will be reading Psalm 14. Today's reading describes human wickedness, but affirms that God is with those who humbly obey Him. The psalm concludes with a prayer for victory and prosperity. Also, God's saving word has been wisdom up to this point, but today we change over to God's saving word is justice and peace. So let's begin reading Psalm chapter 14 at verse 1. Fools say to themselves, there is no God. They are all corrupt, and they have done terrible things. There is no one who does what is right. The Lord looks down from heaven at us humans to see if there are any who are wise, any who worship Him. But they have all gone wrong. They are all equally bad. Not one of them does what is right, not a single one. Don't they know, asks the Lord, are all these evildoers ignorant? They live by robbing my people, and they never pray to me. But then they will be terrified, for God is with those who obey Him. Evildoers frustrate the plans of the humble, but the Lord is their protection. How I pray that victory will come to Israel from Zion. How happy the people of Israel will be when the Lord makes them prosperous again. And today's key verse is Psalm chapter 14, verse 5, where it says, God is with those who obey Him. And so we have, again, a dichotomy that is basically showing that some people are foolish and some people are wise. And along that same vein, some people trust in God and other people don't trust in God. And basically, if you're wise, you trust in God. If you don't trust in God, then you are foolish. Fools are those who lack trust in God and love for others. Let us pray. Lord God, I trust in the protection and safety of your love, and I seek to obey you. May all I do and say this day be pleasing to your sight. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Okay, well, that brings our time together today to an end. Join me tomorrow morning when we will be reading Psalm 17, the prayer of an innocent person. Until tomorrow morning, then, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.